going to be one of our.
It's been a long time because I'm on the east side. And I just want to take time. Get to the next, trying to waste time. What I got to do for some FaceTime. Never had you brown on the baseline. Never had you brown with your waistline. What I got to do just to FaceTime. Girl, I'm on a new kind of time. Got a new whip and a paid off. Heard your new man got laid off. If you working hard, gotta stay sharp. This is Major League like baseball.
Hey, this is Tasha.
What's up, guys? It's Justine.
And this is Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't.
And all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't.
Welcome to Get Out of My Head. So, guys, this week we decided to really introduce ourselves to our listeners, being that this is our fourth podcast that we've been doing. So we want to give you guys just a little bit of information or history, not history, but just give a little clarity about ourselves. So here we go. Tasha, you want to go first?
Of course. Yeah. All right. Well, where should I start? Okay. So, my birthday's in March. March 11th. I'm a Pisces. The best.
yeah, right.
I was born and raised in Yonkers, New York. I moved to Atlanta when I was 25. Yeah, moved to Atlanta when I was 25. Yes, I have a son. He's about to be 13. I'm 29. You do the math. No. I didn't go to college. I went to beauty school though, and I'm a licensed cosmetologist. And I'm actually working on opening up a salon studio now.
Yes. We are so proud. Yes,
finally.
Better late than never.
I have two older sisters. Let's see what else. I'm of West Indian and British descent. My mom's from London. My father's from the West Indies.
And then we got the little rude gal going on. Stop right
time. And I come from a big family.
Still meeting family, actually.
That's a fact. I just met, but I see my aunt. She lives in London. She was out here for a few days. I haven't seen her since I was 15. Wow. But that was the first and only time I saw her when I was 15, when I went to London. And then she came out here. And that's the first time she met my son. That's the first time she met my niece and nephew. That's shit. It's the first time she met Tashina. Yeah, I don't know. Tashina's my cousin. Like, real, real cousin. Like, my mom and her sister's cousin. What's it?
We're not talking about cousins like poetic justice. We're talking about real cousins.
Yes. Not like when you know black people always be like, oh, that's my cousin. Or like big family. No, real cousins.
Okay. That's what's up. So I guess I'll go next. You guys know my name is Justine. I am 28 years old. I have a daughter who's 5. She's my world. And I am partners with my mom. I know that sounds very weird, but we own a business together. So I work for myself. I own my own medical billing company. It's actually doing really well right now. So I'm so proud of us, like proud of just where I've come from and what I've accomplished so far. Because for those of you who don't know, 2018 was really a rough year for me and my family. 2017 and part of 2018 was really a rough year for me and my family. We had two tragedies back to back. I come from a big family, but on my mom's side, from her dad, it's very small. So we lost my uncle. That was my grandfather's only brother. And then that was in February. And then in May, right after Mother's Day, he lost his wife, which was my grandma, and my grandma was my world. So it really took me for a not a, it took me for a surprise because you're never really expecting to lose people so close to you in your life so soon. But I didn't want to be selfish either because I knew my grandma was sick and she was suffering. So I really, I don't want to sound selfish, but I do miss her dearly and I miss her every day. And she's the reason why I keep continuing to pursue my dreams and just go through with my goals because I know she's watching over me and I know most of my blessings are coming from her. So that's why I say, like, I'm so proud of myself for not just giving up in my life because I know certain people go through trials and tribulations and we don't know how to handle them. I'm just very blessed and fortunate to have a family like that and friends who surround me with love. So besides all that, I'm born in May. I am beginning of May, so I'm a Taurus. So shout out to all my Taurus out there.
Yeah,
all
right.
So yes, and my daughter's born in March, but sorry, Tasha, she's not a Pisces. She's an Aries.
So. Sucks to be her.
So she's definitely an Aries, you know, and so is my mom, annoying Aries. That's what I call them because they get on my nerves most of the time, but I love them dearly. So besides me being a part of this podcast, which is so great for us, I do have that outside of that. I also, and besides me being a mom full-time, I also do help my brother. I'm helping my brother trying to pursue his career, and I'm trying to stay on top of him because he loves to cook. He's a chef, so
he's a very good cook.
Yes, he can
fry
the hell out of some chicken. So if you ever need of some chicken, y'all better look up those some wings and things and give him a shout out. You just gotta tell him a couple months in advance. You know, gotta get his mind right, but he's cooked. Just saying. Shout out to him. So yeah, we're trying to work on that because I believe in entrepreneurship. And as you can hear from the podcast, you haven't heard from my last friend that's on the podcast yet, what she's doing. But as you heard from Tasha, she's a licensed cosmetologist, and we're praying that everything goes smoothly and successfully with her opening up her shop because that is her dream of hers. And she's an entrepreneur. So I surround myself with people who are doing what I'm doing. That's very important to all the listeners out there. Surround yourself with people who are doing things like you. Because I say this because if you don't, that one bad seed will spoil the bunch and it will spread like a virus. So you want to make sure that your friends or people that you surround yourself around are just in a good positive area in their life and they speak positivity. You don't want negative things around you because that will drain you, okay? Whoever I'm talking to that needs to hear this, listen, please listen. That will drain you. You don't want that in your life. You want to be positive. You want to speak positivity into your life so growth and healthiness and blessings will come to your life and begin to flourish. And I'm just grateful. Shout out to all my friends. I'm grateful for all of y'all and my family, whoever's listening. I'm grateful for all of y'all because y'all made me and molded me into the woman that I am today and that I'm going to continue to grow to be. So with all that being said, I hope my bio wasn't too long, and I hope you love me for who I am. And let me hear about you, Sheena.
Yes. But before I talk about me, I want to talk, because I feel like Tasha's is very quick, and, like, she told you a bit about herself, but not everything, so I'm going to tell you a bit more about it. I know she made a joke about her having a child when she was younger, you do the math, right? But what is so special about Tasha is what Justine talked about with, like, the people that were around, and I feel like my friends are, like, extremely ambitious and, like, driven, is that Tasha still graduated high school on time, right? It wasn't like she dropped out of school and, like, or I had to do an extra year because of it. No, like, she did what she needed to do to ensure that she graduated on time.
With no night school, with no summer school, none of that.
Yes. So I think that's important, right? And it just goes to show you the kind of person that she is, because I feel like she was very quick, and I think that that's very important, especially in today's young age, with what goes on out there, if, like, she was able to do it.
Well, thank you.
I've always admired that. I don't think I've ever told you that, but I've always, like, really admired the fact that you were able to do that. I think it's it's incredible, and it just goes to show who you are as a person, right?
Right.
Yes. But more about me. I don't know what happened with Justine. Technical difficulties. I'm hoping she'll be back on. But about me. What about me? I'm also a Taurus, like Justine. My birthday is actually May 1st, or just May 7th. So we celebrate it a lot of time. Almost every year, I think, together.
Right.
We did, so it's almost always together. I'm also from Yonkers, New York. I now live in Atlanta, just like Tasha. She's actually part of the reason why I moved out to Atlanta. I came to visit for the first time when I turned 25 and, like, kept coming out every single month. So I figured it was the right move to make. So
That's crazy. You really was out here every single month.
If not every month, like every other month.
Damn, yeah. Crazy. Felt like you lived here.
Yes. Crazy. That, you know, people are like, well, you might as well just move to Atlanta. And I'm like, well, I think I will. So here I am. Justine mentioned too that I also, like, other things going on. I work for a nonprofit, so I'm in the nonprofit sector. Gosh, I'm not going.
And Justine's back, guys. Yes. So yes, I work in the nonprofit sector. The company that I work for focuses primarily on education. I do not do, I know people ask, like, it's, are you a teacher? I don't do any of the teaching. I work in the finance office, specifically on the grants and contract side. So I apply for grants to help pay for our funding. That's a large part of my life because it not sucks up a lot of my time, but I am a bit of a workaholic. So it's hard for me to cut off work sometimes. And my job is pretty awesome, right? I complain about it a lot, but I get to work from home. Tasha's also someone, I think we all pretty much get to work from home. Like, Tasha works from home, Justine works from home. Tasha's gonna have to go to the shop now, you know, with her salon, but we all pretty much work from home. And I get to travel a lot. I'm actually speaking to you guys right now from DC. I'm excited to be here, but freaking scared shitless about Saturday and whether or not I'll be able to get to go home, because I do not wanna flip and stay here, but. Yeah, it's a pretty great job. On top of that, with work, which consumes a lot of my time, I've been struggling with this, but I'm also studying, trying to become, get my real estate license. It's been tough. But I'm halfway through where I need to be with studying. So hopefully that all works out the way it's supposed to be.
It will.
I'm sure.
Thank you. That's working out.
I was talking to someone else about it. That's part of the reason why I came to DC. I complain a lot about traveling for my job. I know everyone loves it. And I'm like, yeah, you love it until you start doing it. And then it's just too much. But one of the reasons I wanted to come to DC was because it's like a meeting of, like, black people. Just seeing, talking about being around people around you. And it's like all the black people at our company. Almost all, not everyone, not everyone can make it, but we'll be here at this event, so being around like-minded individuals. I was talking to one of my friends who I knew in New York that now lives in D.C., talking about the real estate stuff, too, and, like, pursuing that piece of it. So I'm trying. Struggling, but I'm trying. I'm going to get there.
We're going to do it. We're going to make it.
Yes. I'm pursuing that. I'm going to keep pushing. All right. But then I have a couple questions for you guys. Hopefully these are a bit more fun, but it's also with, like, getting to know you in mind. Right. If you could change anything about your past, would you? And what would it be?
No, I'm just playing. All right, not for real.
Yes. Would you? And what would it be?
Okay. I can only change one thing.
Just one. That's all you're getting is one.
Okay. So if I can change one.
Yes.
I mentioned earlier that I didn't go to college, but I went to beauty school to become a cosmetologist. Now, a little bit, you know, rewind back. Ever since I was a little kid, I knew what I wanted to do. It sounds crazy, but all the other kids was in class, like, I want to be a teacher. I want to be, you know, a lawyer. I want to be a doctor. And I'm like, I want to be a cosmetologist. And all the kids like, what is that? It's a fancy word for a hairstylist. That's what I want to do, and I knew that since I was 8. So all the kids are talking about going to college. I'm like, I'm going to beauty school. Like, I know what I'm doing. So when I got out of high school, I went straight to beauty school. But I went to beauty school in Mount Vernon because I was scared to go to the city. You know, I really didn't really go to the city a lot. I went out there with my friends and stuff. But I've gone a couple of times when it's like really a lot of people and stuff, and I just didn't like it. Like all the other kids like that kind of stuff, I didn't like it. So I was like, no, I'm gonna go to Mount Vernon. I could jump right on the B-line. You know what I'm saying? Take 7. I went to beauty school, and needless to say, it really wasn't fun, and I don't want to try to play that school, whoever's going there, has gone there, but for me, it doesn't expand your mind enough and your creativity enough, so it was boring to me, so I didn't appreciate it, and I went to beauty school the first time, and I did not graduate, pretty much. I finished, but I never got to graduate, so time progressed. I was doing hair, I was working in salons, and I just was like trying to find my way, trying to do something else, but it just didn't work. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try to be a cosmetologist again. I'm gonna try to go and get my license again, but this time I'm gonna go to the city. Now this time I was 24, I'm older, I have my own apartment, you know, me and my son have a great schedule, you know what I mean, I have a lot more support. My son is older, he does a lot more things for himself. So I went to beauty school again, but I went in Manhattan, and I just wish that I would have went to Manhattan when I graduated high school, because I feel like I'd be further in my career, more confident in myself, you know what I mean? Of course, because I'd be further in my career, you know what I mean? So if I could change one thing, that would probably be the only thing that I would change.
I get that.
Okay. So I would have to say, I have no regrets for all my listeners out there. I don't have any regrets. But if I could change one thing about what I did in my life, it would be that I would go all the way to college. Because I feel like that's something that would have changed my life. Not to say that my life is bad, because it's really great, and I thank God for all my achievements and all my blessings that I have without me going to school and stuff like that. But I feel like I would be a little bit further, like Tasha said, I think I would be a little bit further in my career, and as far as networking goes, because you meet so many different people when you leave your comfort zone. That's how you network yourself. That's how that's how some of my older cousins before me that went away to college have their husbands that they're still with. It's just you learn a lot of things about different people, and you meet different people outside of your hometown where you were born and raised. I mean, none of us still live in Yonkers. I mean, we visit from time to time. Like Tashina and Tasha said in the beginning of the podcast, they're based in Atlanta. I'm in North Carolina, which in Charlotte. I am going to be moving to Atlanta soon because I can't be away from my friends.
Yes. Hurry up. No.
But I feel like I would have definitely went away to school. And I don't mean to like a 2-year school. I mean like I would have went to a 4-year university, and I probably would have been one of those sorority chicks. But I would have not, I don't know, because I don't
you would've.
Maybe I just wasn't, I don't know though, because
you
would have my calling.
Nah, you would have.
Then if I was a sorority chick, where would that leave you guys? Because I feel like we have our own
at every event.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, I don't feel like it'll stop stuff. Yeah, like, I don't feel like it'll stop stuff. There are all different times, like, intervals in our life throughout this friendship. We've been friends with each other for, like, over 10 years, right? Where, they like, we weren't in talking to each other every single day or, like, every single month. Like, there's been gaps and stuff, but we're still here. So I don't think it would have changed anything.
Okay. Yeah, well, I probably would have been a sorority chick, you know, doing my whole little step routine, you know, sister for life. You know, your little handshake, whatever you do.
Your pearls.
Frat and sorority sisters, frat boys and sorority sisters out there. But that's the one thing I would definitely change is that. Other than that, Nah, I wouldn't change anything else.
Yes. You know what's so crazy, right? I guess this is like us being around each other. It's like how everyone's thing went to school. And that's exactly what I was thinking about, right? I think that I did pretty great, right? Like my job required me to go to school. I went to college, finished college, you know, all of that. I enjoyed it. I went to school. Just like Tasha, went to school somewhere else. I went to Mercy College and then transferred to Baruch, which is in the city, to get more of like a bit of that city life, which allowed me to start working in the city. But I think I wish that I would have went to a college, not even just a college, an HBCU. I come out to that, even like being in DC, like they have separate events and like there's all different like after party social stuff going on this week. And a lot of them are like centered around the different like fraternities and sororities, and just seeing them, like the way that they talk, how well spoken they are. Not that I'm not speaking well because I went to these schools, but like it's amazing to see like Black people in that setting, right? And the way that they talk, the way that they speak, and the like sisterhood and the brotherhood experience and that part of it, and like the networking that comes out of that. But not just networking with like random people, but like networking with other like-minded Black individuals. That's the piece that I feel like I'm getting a piece of it, thankfully, like being here and working at this organization, but not as much, like not as much exposure as I could have gotten. And they have so much pride and stuff, right? Like so much pride. You speak to anyone that came from like a HBCU or like in a fraternity, in a sorority, like the amount of pride that they have in something is amazing. Like coming from Yonkers, I hardly ever hear anybody that's like proud of the fact that they came from Yonkers or like excited about the different schools that we went to. So that's the kind of thing like I wish I would have, could have had in something.
And you know what is crazy? I just think that it's not crazy, but I think a lot of the reason why we didn't go and venture off and do those things is because we really didn't want to leave each other and be around each other.
Yeah.
I think that really played a huge part in, mm-hmm. you know, us not going away and doing things that we wanted, that we could have done that would have made us,
yeah.
you know, just a bit more successful, really.
Yeah, I mean, Justine and I had a whole plan. Like, we're going to go somewhere for 2 years and then switch to, like, University of Albany. It didn't happen, right? But even Albany is, like, not the school that I'm thinking about. I don't know how, like, my junior year in high school, I just knew I wanted to go to Spelman or, like, Morgan State. And then when senior year came from, they weren't even schools I applied to, which is crazy to me.
Right.
I don't know where my mind was. I mean, I had a lot of stuff going on my senior year. That's probably another conversation. Or maybe not. I don't know if I ever really have that conversation, but it's crazy to me.
Some things are better left unsaid.
Yeah, you know, no point in dwelling on the past. it molded me, it shaped me, but there's no point in dwelling on it. All right, next question for you guys. If you could ask one question about your future and get the answer, what would it be? What do you want to know about your future? And you only get one question, Tasha.
Yeah, you just have to remind me. Wrong
question. The one thing I want to know about my future is... will I be a millionaire? I really do want to know that. Like... I do. You know why I want to know that? Because the saying goes, what is it? If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. I'm not a perfectionist, but I have a slight case of like OCD where things have to be a certain way around me.
Mm-hmm.
And things out of order for me just don't work. I don't really like chaos and I don't like disorganization. So I feel like if I can plan accordingly to what my future is going to be, like, okay, I'm going to have this amount of money, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do. You know, not that I can't do that now, but I'm just saying I want to know for my own sake, like...
Are you on the right path to becoming a billionaire?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's really my question. I just want to know, like, my mind frame. If I could ask, you know, 40-year-old Tasha, if I could ask her, you know, the way that my mind is set, not the things that really like I've done or anything or any mistakes, none of that. The way that my mind is right now, am I on the right path? Like, to where I want to be? Because not to say I don't want to be a millionaire. Money is money, you know. Everybody wants a lot of money. But that's not really, like, you know, what I want in my life for my future. If, you know, am I on that right path? Like, where my mindset is with my son. Where my mindset is with work, you know, with my mind. It, my mindset, how it is based on men right now, dating. What am I on the right path? Is that the right way that I need to be going to be where I want to be? Not where society, anybody else wants me to be. Where I know I want to be in at 40 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Am I on the right path? I think that's a question that I want to know the answer to. It'd be very helpful.
Yeah. I think mine is kind of like that. I was just cheating. I was like, I don't care about the path. I would just like to know what my life would look like in 10 years, like 10 years from now. So it's kind of similar, but I'm skipping through all of that. Just let me know what it is.
But I think a more like specific question, like a more specific question that I want to know for my future is, am I having any more kids? If I have to ask something specific.
You're asking two questions, Tasha.
No, put it in there. Oh, no, look. You got to think about it. We all basically said the same thing.
Kind of, sort of.
That we all, are we going the right way? Like, am I going to make this left? I'm supposed to make this left right here? That's what we asked just now. Like, you know, we just all asked it differently. If I got to ask something specific about my future, X out that last question, because that's a vague one. You know, that's like a cheat. That's cheating, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if I have to ask one thing and, you know, that's on a topic on one thing, I want to know if I'm having more kids.
Yeah. You're right. Because, I mean, your question to your other one would just be a yes or no answer. Cause right. And what would you do if it's no?
Right.
You'd be right back to where you started.
Right.
All right.
So I think that one is, you know, it's a yes or no, but it's just like a good, you know.
Yeah. I get it. All right, I have one more. This one's a bit deeper. So you're going to take your time and think about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
This came from
like some break music or something? You gotta play the Blues Clues game, sit in the thing, chair thing. I don't want to think.
And I don't even know if this is the right question. I remember reading this in like a book, and I'll be reading these urban fiction books. I really need to expand my like, my books, my palette of books that I'm reading, but it's what I like. So so it's three questions in one question, because you need to answer all three.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. What makes you happy? What makes you laugh? And what's your biggest fear?
Okay. Woo! Ask it again.
What makes you happy? What makes you laugh? And what's your biggest fear? Think on it a little bit.
What makes me laugh? What do I fear?
I could tell you right now, I fear death. I don't want to die.
You gotta go in order. Really? 1, 2, 3.
I gotta go in order?
Yes.
That's
not fun. I'm throwing in new rules.
What makes me happy?
Yeah.
I would definitely have to say what makes me happy is my family and friends. And I say that because I have a big heart, and I love, not that I love easy, but I love hard. So once I let you in my space and my circle, just know that I'm always going to hold you down. We can argue, we can fight. I mean, I'm never going to say mean or malicious things about you, even if we argue amongst ourselves. I would never hit below the belt. We can have disagreements because that's what people do, but if I ever let you in my circle as like a close friend, or after a certain amount of years you become family, just know I got you. That goes to all my family and friends who are listening. If we have that, you know, that bond and stuff like that. What makes me laugh is I don't really want to say my daughter, because before her, I laughed a lot, like, so, but I feel like I laugh more with her.
She's a comedian, so I get it.
Yeah, definitely. She's definitely her father's child. I mean, there's no escaping it. And before that, I'm a very family-oriented person, so I guess it would be, like, I mean, I laugh, like, with my family a lot. We laugh and joke a lot. And I think that's why so many people, like, from my friends to their, to my sister's friends to my brother's friends, they just love to be around, because there's never a dull moment in this house. Like, I just was laughing with my sister, like, 20 minutes before I started the podcast.
Another clown.
Go ahead. Right. So, I guess you're the clown. You know, my family and friends, because you guys make me laugh a lot. Like, that Aruba trip? I guess you guys would be, it would be tied together. Like, that makes me happy, and y'all make me laugh the most. And then, I guess I did it out of order, right?
Yeah, but you, death what is.
I fear. Yeah. I don't really think that that's the thing for me, because living life is so good for me. Like, I laugh about stuff, and I'm happy. I'm a happy person. I'm always happy. Like, I mean, I'm sad sometimes. I cry. Don't get me wrong. I've had my moments, but my good always is going to outweigh my bad, because I just keep a positive mindset. So,
yeah. Okay.
Guess that'd be it.
What about you, Tosh?
What makes me happy? What makes me happy? I would say, can I say more than one thing? Only one thing.
You can say more than one thing. Well, you, I said one for the last piece, so you could get two this time.
So, what makes me happy? I would say when my family is, when we all getting along. And I don't mean like, when I say my family, I mean like people that's around me. I'm not talking about my aunts and all that stuff. I let them down to the ground, but they are crazy and they get along. So I would never be happy in that case, ever. So I would say when my family's getting along, when we have our little functions and everybody's just good, and when me and my son is cool. You would think, because I'm an adult and he's 12 years old, what the fuck you ought to be cool with him for? No. But I don't got an attitude and we good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then money. That all that, you know, makes me happy. I'm in a better mood when I got money. All right?
We'd like to say that it doesn't, you know, but make you happy, but, yeah.
If I'm upset about something, money is usually what I'm upset about. Because I got to pay this bill and that bill, and I don't know which one to pay. But if I had money, I wouldn't have a problem. Anyway, yeah, so I would say money. But what makes me laugh? What makes me laugh is those... the nights, days, any time that I'm with my friends. When I'm with my friends, it's nothing but laughs. Because I'm usually talking. We talking, bouncing jokes off each other. It's amazing.
And you're a clown, too. There you go, another one.
And my biggest fear, I used to be scared of death, but I'm not anymore. When my biggest fear is my son not being more successful than me. Ooh. I need my son to not be anything like there's certain men around that are influences in his life, and I don't want him to be like them. I want my son to be more. I don't want my son to be like me. I was a fucking teenage parent, so I don't want my son to be like me. I want him to be better than me in every aspect with school. I didn't go to college. I want my son to go to college. I didn't do a lot of things, and I want my son to do all of that. So I want my son, my biggest fear is for my son not to be, you know, successful for him. Like, you know, I don't even want to say the negative stuff. I just want him to be successful.
Yeah. that's a good one.
Definitely.
Yes. I feel like what all makes us happy is a similar thing. I mean, I'll go more broad and just saying being around others that are happy, right? I feed off energy a lot, so I'm happy when I'm in the presence of people that are happy, because their energy makes me happy. And what makes me laugh, I think, is seeing children laugh. I think that is like the funniest thing to me. Like what they find to be funny and their laughter because of that makes me laugh. And now my biggest fear, I think when I was younger, I felt like it would have been not death, but like being alone. I'm not that afraid of it anymore. I think my biggest fear now, which is crazy, right? Because we tell people you got to try it all the time, is just failing. Like, I don't want to fail.
Man, listen, I don't want to say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak that, especially with this business venture I'm about to go on. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to say anything about failing, but it's just like, man, they're like, you know, the worst thing, just dust yourself off. I don't want to
do that. Like, I know you learn from it, but I don't want to fail. Yeah, I was talking to my boss today too about that same thing. Yeah, like, I mean, certain stuff cannot work, right? Like, there's like kinks and bumps along the road, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that you fail. It's like a mistake or like a bump that you can work out, but like absolutely failing at it, I feel like, man, I don't know. Like, I hate that feeling.
I think you only fail is if you give up. Because I'm telling you right now, Tosh, you gonna hit some bumps
in the road.
And I'm speaking from just experience now growing the business that we're in, the JMK or whatever the case may be. It's, don't get me wrong, the perks are great. I could, you know, tell, like, listen, Ma, I want to do this, I want to do that. Vacation-wise, I don't have to really answer to no one. I'm mobile. I can move around still. I have the flexibility of being a full-time mom and working, you know, mm-hmm. making decent money. I'm not a stay-at-home mom, but I'm a full-time mom. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful, but I'm seeing it comes with a lot, and I think that with me not giving up with the thing, the little things that piss me off, because I hate malfunctions. Mm-hmm. I hate them. That's a pet peeve of mine. If something that I buy doesn't work the way I want it to work, I'm ready to throw the laptop away. I'm ready to knock the printer off the desk. I'm ready to break stuff, for real, because I don't like that stuff. Like, yeah. It bothers me. So, as a friend, a close friend, who, like, you know, I love you like a sister, I'm telling you now, it's going to be them days. Just call me, because I've been there.
My whole thing is, you know what? Those type of things, I'm not too pressed about.
Right,
I'm
yeah.
just tired of waking up in the morning and rolling my eyes, but I got to go to work.
Yes.
I want that part of my life to be over, because there was a time in my life where I was good. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't like that. And that's when I was working at the shop. When I was working mm-hmm. in quality, I didn't roll my eyes about going to work. I'm getting up to go do hair. I get to work at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not leaving till 2 o'clock the next morning. On my feet all day. I didn't eat nothing. Niggas just drinking water all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? And my day was good. That's a good day for me. I had a good day at work.
Right. And that's because that's something that
you love yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
I got this from a friend. And you know who you are if you're listening. I want to keep everything anonymous. But one of my wise friends once told me, if you can do what you love to do without getting paid for it, then that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could do hair every day and not get paid for it, just to build yourself up, that means that's what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And God, trust me, he's going to handle the rest. He's going to make sure you have what you need to. He's going to supply all your needs. He's going to make sure you have everything that you need and your son needs to flourish and to make it. And that's one thing that stuck with me, and that's what I can say deep down inside, because with my company that I have, I'm not making I don't get paid like a 9-to-5. Like, mm-hmm. I only make money if the doctor makes money, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna go into detail, but that's basically what it is. And for me, I can do it with my eyes closed, and I love to do it. I could do it without getting paid for it, because I love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it is blossoming so well, because I put mm-hmm. that in my head. And even with us starting this podcast, we're doing it without somebody telling us this is what we're going to make to do it, because this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. This is another vision we see for ourselves that's going to blossom, because we can do it without getting paid. And then he's going to take care of the rest. So,
yeah,
it's going to work out.
I don't know, man. I mean, I know that there's, like, certain hiccups with stuff, but, like, overall, I feel like I say that all the time. Like, if stuff doesn't work out for me, I am screwed. There's no one, like, running back to. There's nowhere else, you know, to do.
And this is my hope. That's
yeah,
my
like,
hope.
I'm like, shit out of luck.
Yeah, because it's somebody dependent on me to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's somebody dependent on me to make the money, to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to show him that, like, you know, it's me owning a business.
Right.
I want to show him that part and working hard and working for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's dope when you can hire people.
Yep.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
I want him to see that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there was this thing on my timeline, and I think we all should stick with it and write it down somewhere, because I wrote it down. I saw someone post this on my timeline today on Facebook, and it said, fear and faith, right? They're roommates, but they can't be roommates for long. So if you have faith, you can't have fear, because one's going to overpower the other. So that ties into what I guess you and Sheena feel like. You guys have nobody else to go back to or run mm-hmm. back to if things don't work out. But we have to let that go into the universe or wherever it has to go. So we have to let that fear go.
Girl, we got to let it go. Ain't nothing we can do about that. Just got to keep going.
We got to just overpower that with the faith that we have.
Yeah.
And if we step out on faith, I believe, like, everything.
The fact that I just got up and packed my stuff and moved to Atlanta, that right there was like, look, Tasha, if you work it out right here, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've got me a place, got a place where me and my son could sleep and live comfortably, not only comfortably, actually better than mm-hmm. where I was in New York. Why am I gonna stay here? And I moved, and I'm like, this gotta work, because if it don't work, I don't even know where to go from here. It's like literally backing, you know, backing up. It's either the edge of the cliff or more of the mountain to walk, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah, that's a good note to leave on. Some positivity, right?
Yes.
So just
that's what it's about.
Walk out on faith.
Yes. All right, guys. Walk out on faith.
Yes.
Keep it that way.
Yes.
So all my listeners and you guys, we can take that and leave it there.
Yes. So thank you all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week, where we continue to talk the truth.
Yes, and follow us on our pages. We have Facebook, Get Out of My Head, and we have Instagram, get.outa.my.head.
Yes. And then on Twitter, it's get outa_my_head. Thanks, guys.